Nyumba Member of Parliament Joseph R.A. to double maize purchase target. And U.S. demands $15,000 deposit for visa applicants from Zambia and Malawi. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamuno. Green Party President and mining expert Peter Sinkamba has condemned government's decision to suspend the export tax on copper concentrate, describing it as a major setback for the mining sector. The suspension was announced yesterday by Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Mosokotone, who stated that the move is aimed at boosting local mineral processing and attracting investment. However, in an interview with RCV News and the SACA today, Mr. Sinkamba questioned the logic behind removing a revenue-generating tax at a time when the country is in need of increased fiscal inflows. This is one of the worst mistakes that the government has made in the mining sector, and removing the export tax will result in significant loss of government revenue, which will ultimately affect service delivery, said Mr. Sinkamba. He explained that export duties are primarily imposed to discourage the export of raw materials and to promote value addition within the country, adding that eliminating such taxes, he warned, undermines that goal. Mr. Sinkamba also expressed concern that the decision sends mixed signals to investors, saying it reflects policy inconsistency under the UPND government.
Because the very reason why they are imposed is to encourage local processing and value addition, so that when you export your particular product, you are going to sell that product on a higher price, and thereby increase the revenue that comes into the country. So the minister is telling a lie that he's going to push local processing. It doesn't make sense. At least when you export cathodes, which have been processed up to a level where the value addition.
The United States government has ordered the immediate withdrawal of all its personnel from Kitwe and surrounding areas affected by the recent Sinometos tailings dam spill in Chambishi. According to a statement posted on their official Facebook page, the spill has contaminated the environment with hazardous and carcinogenic substances, including arsenic, cyanide, uranium, and other heavy metals, adding that these contaminants pose both immediate and long-term health risks, particularly as they continue to persist in water, soil, and potentially the air. The statement further read that the U.S. government expressed concern that the toxic substances may become airborne, further increasing health risks through inhalation. Consequently, American personnel have been evacuated from Chambishi town areas along the Chambishi stream and Mombashi River up to the Mombashi Kafue confluence, as well as from Kitwe town. The U.S. personnel have also been instructed to avoid any travel to Kitwe that would require them to drink or consume food prepared with municipally sourced water. The U.S. embassy has advised American citizens in and around the Sinometos leach mine area, including downstream regions toward Kitwe, to take strict precautions to avoid exposure to potentially contaminated water and food. Nyimba Member of Parliament Minyani Zulu has called on government through the Food Reserve Agency FRA to increase its maize purchase target from 500,000 metric tons to 1 million metric tons. Mr. Zulu said the increase is crucial as it aligns with government's recent directive that the over 1 million registered farmers must sell at least 10 by 50 kilogram bags of maize to FRA this marketing purchase. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voice Chat Park program in Lusaka today, Mr. Zulu noted that the higher tonnage would enable FRA to secure sufficient stocks for both domestic consumption and export without threatening national food security. This increase will also enable FRA to have enough maize for export without jeopardizing food reserves, said Mr. Zulu. He added that such a move would ease the current anxiety among farmers who fear being excluded from the 2025-2026 Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, if they fail to deliver their produce to their agency.
Find money from anywhere. Let's move from that 500 we've given FRA to buy. Let's move to 1 million tonnage. This 1 million tonnage, government is going to make money because they are going to, this is the tonnage now, they should be exporting. This is the tonnage you should be looking beyond our borders. This is the tonnage you should be start bringing forex in our nation. Okay, because look, as a nation, we shouldn't, our foreign earnings shouldn't just based on exporting copper or minerals. We should look at agro-produce. If today...
The anti-voter apathy project AVAP has called for peaceful conduct from all political parties and voters ahead of the parliamentary by-elections scheduled for tomorrow, August 7th, 2025, in Imfua constituency of Lafu Shimanda district of Muchinga province. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, AVAP Executive Director Richard Muloni urged political players to prioritize peace over violence, noting that past incidents of election-related violence have led to unnecessary injuries and the loss of innocent lives. Mr. Muloni further cautioned political parties and candidates against engaging in electoral malpractice, particularly vote buying, as campaigns officially close today at 18 hours. AVAP has witnessed elections being nullified due to vote buying, which must be avoided at all costs, and no form of violence or malpractice should be promoted, said Mr. Muloni. He also commended the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for deploying 500 uniformed officers to the area, saying their presence is expected to foster a safe and peaceful environment during the election period.
But you know that is just to create an environment where everyone will be guaranteed in terms of that protection, human rights protection. So, our advice is that the political parties must really be accountable to the people. They must really campaign in a very free environment. They should not fear anything, but they have to put their message across. But also, advice goes to the voters. Like, the voters should not fear anything. Let them go and express their right to vote tomorrow. Let them, vote for their own preferred candidate without being coerced by anyone.
In African news, the U.S. will require citizens from Malawi and Zambia to pay a $15,000 deposit for a tourist or business visa, according to the U.S. State Department. The 12-month pilot program aims to curb visa overstays or where screening and vetting information is considered deficient, according to a notice published by the State Department. Officials say that citizens of countries other than Malawi and Zambia may soon also need to pay a similar deposit, which will be returned at the end of their visit to the U.S. The U.S. administration has taken several steps to further President Donald Trump's agenda of stemming illegal immigration. Coming up shortly, Trump's envoy Witkoff meets Putin as ceasefire deadline looms. This and for more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A meeting between U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Russia's Vladimir Putin is underway at the Kremlin, Russian media has said. Witkoff arrived in Moscow on Wednesday as Donald Trump's deadline for Russia to agree a ceasefire in Ukraine looms. The U.S. president has said Russia could face hefty sanctions or see secondary sanctions imposed against all those who trade with it if it doesn't take steps to end the horrible war with Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, has warned that Russia would only make serious moves towards peace if it began to run out.